Okay, we're here today with Chad Emery and Alex Snee of Fujikura Golf. Guys, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Chris. Thank you.
Excellent. All right, can you guys give us a little bit of background about your history in golf and with Fujikura?
Well, let's see, I started in the golf business, I would say, 15 years ago. I started as a first assistant at a country club out here in Southern California. Worked there for several years, but have always been a salesman at heart. So I got involved with some other shaft companies and one of the OEMs and a couple of the head companies and kind of bounced around until I found a home here at Fujikura, and that was about 8 years ago. I started basically the aftermarket program. We had about 20 accounts. We basically did a lot of OEM work at that time, and now we've expanded this to over 800 different or charter dealers. I handle, I'm the national sales rep for Fujikura Aftermarket, and handle all those dealers along with some of the OEMs, and that's how I personally got started in this business and where I stand today.
Excellent. Alex, how about yourself?
You know, I have a mechanical engineering background from the University of California, San Diego. I took a course in composites back then when I was an undergrad. It was a graduate level course, and it got me into the nuances of what composite materials can do in terms of, you know, customizing a structure. But when I finished undergrad, I got into a shaft manufacturing company, shaft design and manufacturing company in San Diego, and kind of got my feet wet there for about a year and a half before I decided to go to grad school. And I went to grad school at the University of Delaware, which has one of the oldest schools for composite materials. And I got my master's there, and after finishing that up, I got brought back to San Diego to work with Fujikura, and that was 10 years ago today. And it's been a fun ride.
Congratulations. Didn't know we got you on your 10-year anniversary here.
Yeah, time goes by fast, I'll tell you.
We got him a Timex.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, as far as Fujikura, I might give you a little background on Fujikura. Fujikura is obviously a Japanese-based company and started, well over 100 years ago as a rubber company. Fujikura got in the automotive side of rubber making car parts. They have done, and correct me if I'm wrong, fiber optics, life rafts, print blankets. There are, I believe, currently 11 different companies dealing with different products throughout the globe. Dealing with Fujikura. So Fujikura has been around for a long time. We personally started making shafts, I guess, 1973?
Okay.
1973, in Japan only. We came across into the U.S. in 1994, started out here in Vista, California, which is where we remain today, and we primarily came out as kind of a support vehicle for the OEMs. We helped co-develop the bubble shaft for TaylorMade, and we did a lot of work with Callaway when we first came out to the U.S., and again, we started basically as more of a support team for those OEMs and procuring more OEM business, and it morphed itself. We actually started the aftermarket side of Fujikura in 2000, and again, started kind of a new concept with a shaft that was a little bit higher end. At the time, most shaft companies were selling installed for $40 a piece. We took these materials that cost three times as much to make as standard graphite. Only two places in the world can make it with our Triax, and we introduced more high performance, high end graphite shafts to the marketplace. And you see where obviously that's taken us today.
Definitely. Now, I wanted to know if you could guys give us a little bit of info about how you design graphite shafts.
Well, this is Alex. I'll take that question. You know, it really starts with two engineering teams, you know, one in Japan and one in the U.S. Japan, we're fortunate enough to work with because they have a lot of unique access to different technologies, advanced technologies. And for the U.S., we've got the U.S. market and the professional golfers here, and the two meld really well together. We developed together to make some of the best products for the PGA Tour and for, you know, the everyday user, because we really understand how the shaft behaves, how it's going to work in the golf club, and how it's going to work for for the variety of players. So when we design, you know, it really starts with two R&D teams working together, and then it, you know, goes down to looking at some unique materials and how those materials can benefit how we make a golf shaft and how it can best perform. And then from there, you know, we'll characterize some of those unique materials. For example, we use a Triax material that's in our sweeter. That Triax material is also in our Rombax. Our Rombax also includes a different type of material, which is like we call it a box weave. It's a very tightly woven material and a very, how can I say, it's a low tow fiber. It's a very expensive and high grade material. And what we do is we try to look at these materials and really see how they'll perform best in a golf shaft, how they'll deliver the best performance and the best feel.
Excellent.
You know, I could go on because there's so much about the design of golf shafts. And to have a question as you posed, it's really open. There's so many different levels of how we design, and I could talk about the materials. I could talk about the engineering groups. It goes beyond that in terms of how we model the golf shaft. We use, you know, our computers to simulate that. We characterize the materials. We could design the shaft in a simulation on a computer and know its stiffness profile. We know its twisting profile. And that doesn't mean just like an overall twist. Like, for example, a shaft that we say is 3.5 degrees. We may market it that way. It's easier for the consumer to see that number. But from our point of view, we see a distribution of twisting from the tip to the butt end. And we'll design the part for the certain twisting distribution. We'll design a part for a stiffness distribution. Commonly right now, you'll hear a lot of terms of EI. You know, we're looking at that EI profile. We're looking at the mass distribution of the part and how, you know, and how, where that balance point is. And all those things will tie into how that part will behave for a specific type of swing.
That's really interesting. I know materials and stuff are definitely something a lot of people think about when they think about Fujikura, and we definitely want you to go more in detail about that in just a little bit. But can you tell us a little bit about how graphite shafts are constructed?
I sure can. You know, graphite shafts are constructed by hand. At least in what we consider a more a high performance means, like a more of a high quality. They're hand constructed. There are cheaper shafts that can be filament wound, and those are basically done with a tool and more automated equipment that'll put the fiber down in the orientations they want. There are some limitations to that, though, in terms of the quality of the way the fibers lay down and how the resin impregnates it. And so those have been delegated more toward low-cost products, and they've seen some market popularity in OEM product and very low-cost shafts. From what we do, everything is by hand. So we'll take prepreg, which is our composite material. It's generally provided by aerospace companies that would supply to major manufacturers of aircraft in the U.S. and abroad. We take these materials and we cut them, and we cut them usually using CNC type of equipment, so it's computer controlled, so we get the right geometries of those pieces. And then they're hand rolled onto a steel tool. And that steel tool is also designed specifically for that part, so we get the right performance out of it. So basically we're rolling on by hand layers of carbon fiber and resin to build up the golf shaft, and then putting it through a cure process that hardens that epoxy, and then extracting the tool out of it so it's a hollow shell. And then from there on, it might go through some grinding and then cosmetic decorations, you know. But then there's a lot of QC involved as well to make sure that we're hitting the specifications.
Excellent. Now, I know anytime somebody thinks of the name Fujikura, the name Triax comes to mind right away. Can you tell us a little bit about what Triax material is and how it benefits graphite shaft performance?
Yeah, I sure can. You know, Triax is something that's exclusive to Fujikura, and we've really enjoyed a partnership with a partner in Japan that makes that material for us. And what Triax is it's a woven material. You know, woven materials are much like your shirt, a blanket. You know, where you see these crisscrosses of material that tie it together. And what Triax is, what makes it unique, and by the word tri, it's a three-axis system. So the fibers are woven in three directions rather than just two. And there's some unique playing properties to that. First of all, in that one layer of material, we could load the shaft in different directions, and that loading would be absorbed by different fibers that are in different orientations. It's hard to, you got to kind of see that in that space, that as you pull on it in different directions, there's always a fiber that's able to take some of that loading. And there's a certain feel you get in that kind of, there's a certain solid feeling you get when you have that kind of material wrapped around a shaft. I like it to say it's like a cage wrapped around the part, and it really gives it a solid feel. And it gives it, a nice, and one thing that it does is it keeps the shaft from ovalizing during the swing, during the bending. So we get a lot of energy transfer. A lot of people will say that shaft, it feels fast because it reacts quickly, and hence the name Speeder.
Mm-hmm. And what the Triax does as well is helps prevent the toe droop, which steadies that head through the impact area, which obviously the centerness of contact is key in maximizing distance and control. So the Triax helps prevent that toe droop, keeps the head steadier through impact, and then translates to longer and straighter shots.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, we talk about how the material can take loads in different directions, and when you hit the... When you hit it, when you have an off-center impact, the head has a tendency to cause dispersion in the ball. So that shaft keeps it stable, and we've seen that the dispersion on off-center hits using Triax or Speeder shafts is very minimal.
Excellent. Now, I know Triax is just kind of the tip of the iceberg for you guys, and you've been using a lot of different materials such as titanium and Kevlar to improve graphite shaft performance. What do those materials do for you, and how do they improve performance?
You know, honestly, off the top of my head, I can't imagine that we've used titanium yet.
Okay.
I do think, though, that titanium has some benefits, and we may be experimenting with that, but I really couldn't tell you at this point if I was. But there is opportunity for some titanium in the metal. You know, it's got a very high stiffness and relatively low weight, but there's some penalties to that. The weight is still about 2.5 times heavier than carbon fiber, so we tend to there's some penalties in using it, but there's some other attractive means for titanium that we may try in the future. As far as Kevlar, we have used that. We've got a Triax. We've taken Kevlar and woven it in a Triax form, and what Kevlar does for us is it's a different feel. It's a softer feel, and we're able to, we use it for more feel characteristics. So it's a ballistic material in terms that it can take high impact, but I think what we're using it more for is a feel.
Interesting. Now, what sort of effect does tour use and tour player feedback have for you guys at Fujikura?
Well, I'll take that one. We use the tour almost as a testing ground in conjunction with our Fedon Academy here, our engineers' input, obviously, and obviously better players throughout the country. So there's no doubt that we use tour players as somewhat of a testing ground for all of our products that we introduce. In fact, I would say up to 90% of our products are first launched on tour, and with our tour reps, Pat McCoy, John Hovis, and our new tour rep, Mike Sposa, formerly PGA Tour player, we get a lot of good feedback and sometimes conversely negative feedback from the PGA Tour players, and we'll take that back into house and readjust our designs or readjust material placement and come up with products that first off are tour proven, and then we'll take those designs and either soften them up a little bit, introduce them to the aftermarket, or change those a little bit in their characteristics for the aftermarket and what best suits the aftermarket. So we work very close with the PGA Tour, and they do help us design some of our best shafts.
Excellent. There's one shaft.
There's other times where we release product that works on tour straight to the public as well. They'd be the X, and sometimes some of the double X product. It'd still be available to the consumer.
Perfect. Now, is there one shaft on tour that just dominates tour use for you guys?
You know, the beautiful thing about our company is that we have a multitude of products that are tour proven. We're not a one-hit wonder shaft company with a product that gets hot for a couple years and then phases out. We have up to any given week 25 different products on the PGA Tour. Now, some are used a little bit more extensively than others. But even in case of the Rombax, which is the hottest shaft on the PGA Tour, with the inclusion of the TaylorMade Rombax shafts and our aftermarket Rombax shafts, we have several different products out there that are doing well for us. So even with the Rombax shaft being popular, there still is no one product, no one gram weight, no one Z or X or W that does well. It's a wide range of weight categories and a wide range of branded products for us out there. So to answer your question simply, it's a lot of products that do very well out there and not one in particular that steals the show out there.
Definitely. And I know one product that's been gaining a lot of momentum out there has been the React shaft. Can you tell us why that's becoming so popular on the tour?
Well, the React TP product, and there is a difference. There's the React that came standard with some of the TaylorMade equipment and the React TP that was upgraded in their TP heads. It's done well for us in the fact, well, twofold. One, it's a fantastic product. It is full-length Rombax material, and when we started to develop the Rombax material, we partnered up with TaylorMade to come up with a product for them in particular, for their aftermarket products as well as for their tour. So it is a full-length Rombax shaft, and it comes in a multitude of weight categories from 55 up to 105 grams. Now, TaylorMade, when they first introduced this product with their equipment, asked in no uncertain polite terms that their players that were sponsored by them and given equipment play that product. Now, that was a one-year cycle, and that was a couple years ago that had happened. Well, the benefit of that is that it worked so well that these players continued playing it even after there was no mandate to play that product. So even to this day, we have several of those Rombax Tour or Rombax React TP shafts out on tour, and it's a fantastic product. So the popularity of it is quite simple. It produces and it does well for these tour players, and with the Rombax technology and what it does for you and its benefits, it's a sought-out product for the PGA Tour.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was a validation of Rombax technology for a TaylorMade product. Used extensively on tour.
Definitely. Now, I know that on Golf WRX, a few of the shafts like the 660TR and the VTLT, which were previously just tour only, have a big-time cult following. So a lot of the members were wondering why these shafts haven't ever been released fully to the public.
Well, that's a fair question. In part, these products are either A, mirrored by a product that we actually did release in terms of its playability and its profiles, and or the percentage of the golfing public that can actually play a shaft, such as the VTLT, is very small. The VTLT is an extremely tip-stiff product, low torque, it's very hard to load at the very low ball flight and very low spin rates. We had products in our lineup that were a touch more playable by a wider base of golfer in the Vista Tour, 70 and 60, that basically could cover the player profile that we wanted to cover. And, you know, to have too many product SKUs is confusing. It's obviously we're limited by space here in our warehouse. So to come out with some of these products kind of doubled up on other products. And then in other instances, just there wasn't a broad enough player base to warrant bringing these products to market. A lot of times also, you'll have products that get popular only because of the fact that they're very rare and very hard to get. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're better than products we currently offer, but it obviously adds a little more allure and attractiveness for a discerning player to have that in his club.
Definitely. That's a very valid explanation. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with OEMs? Are they typically sending you heads and asking you to design something around them, or do they have a list of specifications that they want you to meet?
Yeah, I would say that would depend on the OEM. We've got customers that would send us specifications they'd like us to hit, or customers that do provide us with, like you're saying, a head and say, please, you know, make something that you think will perform best for us. A lot of times, still, regardless,
whether it's a spec-driven initiation of a product or just a blank sheet, it still goes down later on to player testing and some field testing, some additional evaluation, and some modifications to make sure that we're hitting the audience that they want to hit.
Excellent. Now, getting into the product a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about the E-Series and how the line progresses from the E-100 all the way to the E-300?
The E basically is a product line in the price point category that covers pretty much every single golfer on the market. It starts basically with our E-100 series, which is more of a higher ball flight, higher spin rate shaft. And obviously, I don't want to pinpoint any particular golfers that fit into these because, you know, there's no rules to fitting players. But if had to be mentioned, you would say that the E100 series is more for your mid-handicap, ladies, seniors, slower swing tempos, looking to get some air underneath their shots with a little bit of spin rate for maximum carry. The E200, which is our brand new product offering, which is a Clubmaker exclusive product line, is the replacement for our Tour platform. It's more of a mid-ball flight, mid-spin rate shaft, comes in a multitude of weights, and fits a wide range of player. At least that was our history with the Tour platform. We had the Tour platform on the PGA Tour. We had it in 36 handicappers' hands, getting good benefits out of it. We've added a 50-gram range, changed the designs a little bit, used a little bit newer materials, technology, and now we've added that to the lineup in 50, 60, and 70. The 300 is the lower ball flight, lower spin rate, better golfer, harder swinger, quicker tempo player. We have that in a 50, 60, 70, and 80 gram weight category. So now with our line, it's clean. You have a shaft that you can easily explain to a consumer why it fits his needs, how he'll benefit from that shaft. We've also come out with hybrid shafts and iron shafts in each of those categories. So we'll have an E160 iron and hybrid, an E270 iron and hybrid, and an E380 iron and hybrid, which mimic playing characteristics of their wood shafts. So the 100 being a little bit higher, a little bit easier to swing, 200 being more of that mid-ball flight, mid-spin rate, and then that 300 being a little bit lower spin rate and lower ball flights.
Perfect. Now, I know you mentioned this a little bit before, but can you tell us a little bit about Rombeck's technology and the box weave and how it all exactly works?
Well, Alex D. obviously touched on this a little bit earlier, but Triax technology came out and was introduced with a Speeder series of shafts. And again, like he mentioned, it deflects force in multiple different directions than standard graphite shafts, unidirectional graphite shafts. It's got the tri, the three different directional flies of graphite. So again, it can deflect the force, steady your head through impact, and create longer and straighter shots by getting more centeredness of contact. Some of our dealers across the country like to refer to our Rombacks as is basically a Speeder on steroids. We've taken it and given it an extra added stability in that braided box weave on the outside of the Triax weave. So now, even though my engineering partner here would probably disagree, it almost gives you a fourth and fifth directionality
of
stability.
You take two and you add three, you get five.
There you go. So now we've not only taken the stability that made the Speeder series, in particular 7x7, a home run, we've added an additional stabilizing material on the outside to even give it more directionality more deflection of load and unload through the entire swing. Excuse me, and made that into the Rombeck series. So now the Rombeck really is a souped up Speeder, and we've come out with three different lines of that Rombeck series. So we're starting to get more player coverage in that Rombeck. We have a lot of players on the PGA Tour kicking around with that product currently, and a lot of them actually playing that product as we speak.
Yep. I'll just add a few things to that. Chad pretty much summed it all up. So when you talk about composite materials, they're generally only good in one direction. That's in the direction of the fibers. That's where it's going to be the strongest. That's where you're going to want your load to be in the direction of. And in the opposite direction, you're basically pulling on just plastic, and it's not reinforced in that direction, so you're going to get some weakness. And the benefit of using composites, unidirectional composites,
is that you could decrease the weight. You could basically put the fibers in the direction of the loading and reduce the overall weight of the structure. You can actually design, tailor-made that structure as you want by putting the pads in different directions. But what happens during a golf swing, there's a lot more complicated forces going on than just bending and twisting. There's loads in various directions. And when we introduce the Tri-X and tie it together with that box weave, we aren't able to reinforce a shaft in multitude of directions without a penalty of weight as you would in steel.
Perfect.
So we're trying to get to that consistency of steel that people have this feeling that steel has. We're getting to that without the penalty of weight.
That makes perfect sense. Now, can you tell us how the X, W, and Z lines all vary in bend profile?
Yeah, absolutely. In simplistic terms, the X series is a softer butt section shaft, but still a pretty stable tip section. It's meant to get a little bit higher launch, but yet not increase your spin rates. So it's all about a mid-high launch with low spin. The W series is a little bit firmer in its butt section. It's got a little bit more whip in the midsection, and basically what it does is going to get you mid ball flight with mid spin rates. And finally, the new entry we have in 08 is the Z series, which is a firmer profile from tip to butt, designed for a low boring trajectory with little spin, more tour driven than anything. But again, along the lines of our E series, it's we're trying to simplify things, make it a 1-2-3 punch with a mid to high, mid and mid to low ball flight shaft in the Rombax line. And I'm sure as it progresses here in the Rombax line in the U.S., we'll come out with more and more options for more specific player needs. But as we stand now, we have pretty much almost every player taken care of in a general sense of that Rombax line.
That's interesting. Has the Z-Comp series been rolled into that, or are they still going to be available?
The Z-Comp series has gone away. The Z-Comp series, with the exception of the Z-Comp SIX, formerly known as the Fenton 11 SIX, has been taken out of the lineup for 08. It's a product that did well for us. Its uniqueness was that it had a 4.5-inch parallel tip section and could be adapted to any different hosel size for similar playability. So if you had a Titleist, you could put it all the way through with no tip cut. And if you wanted to put that same shaft into a TaylorMade in years past, you would have difficulty duplicating the playability of that driver. With the Z-Comp, you could tip that 2 inches and put it in and have the same playability and the same feel as you did. We didn't get an amazing support for that product in terms of what we designed it for with the tip section and its playability compatibility in different heads. So, you know, just each year you come out with new product line. The Rombax has been an absolute home run for us, and we thought instead of expanding or even keeping the Z-Comp in, we'll just expand that Rombax line to cover similar profile players as the Z-Comp actually has, and go with that as our ticket moving forward, as opposed to just dragging on with the Z-Comp line. The Z-Comp, again, was a successful product for us and still played out on tour by several different players, but again, it just didn't fall into the niche and the direction that we wanted to move with the multi-directional fiber that we think is absolutely phenomenal.
Excellent. I'm going to deviate a little from the script here and ask you a question about the Fuji 6, the SIX.
Mm-hmm.
What has made the SIX such a popular shaft for so many years?
That's a really good question. Sometimes we scratch our head. The SIX, being lightweight but yet very tip stable, is a great distance shaft for better, harder swingers. As you probably alluded to with that question, it is an extremely popular shaft on the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, nationwide champions. And essentially, the tour players want to get a little higher ball flight, but they don't want the increased spin, which typically is found in lightweight shafts. The SIX puts for a lightweight shaft, very little spin on the ball, but gets a nice mid-high ball flight. So obviously you're looking at maximum carry distance and still getting plenty of rollout. As far as the design characteristics that make that such, you know, again, I think it's just a little bit more stable tip section, and it doesn't allow for a ballooning spin rate to occur with harder, quicker tempos.
Excellent. Now, getting into the Speeder series, what has made them such a popular shaft for such a long period of time?
Well, I think we've touched on it a few times, and that's obviously the Triax technology. It really was what put Fujikura on the map. It was the first of the multi-directional fibers out there, and still to this day the very best, and the only proprietary material in the golf industry, as far as I know. So with that stabilization, you know, it's all about accuracy, and getting that accuracy is getting more centerness of contact. And as a byproduct of centerness of contact, you end up with more distance, because obviously hitting in the sweet spot of the club not only gets you that accuracy, but also translates into more yardage. So the Speeder is obviously tour-proven success, and because of that, those guys really want to find fairways more than anything. Most of those guys, with the exception of a few of them, hit it plenty far. They just want to be more down the middle, so their second shot and their approach shots can be that much more closer to the pin.
Definitely.
Yeah, Speeder was really innovative for having that kind of material story that early on. Today you see a lot of people throwing materials out there that might look cool, that might put them on the outside so people can see them. They're not necessarily that tour proven or playable as a Speeder. You know, the Speeder, when it came out, we didn't really try to promote that 3X material at the time. That material was hidden under the paint. You couldn't see it. You might see it under the grip area, you know, if you took off your grip. It was something we were after in terms of performance, rather than the story. The story came from just the playability, rather than just having to see it.
Definitely, you know, that's one product that's definitely stood the test of time better than most others. How did the 586 and 686 Speeders differ from the rest of the line?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, in today's driver market, companies are getting held back by the USGA with limitations on COR, on head size, on you name it. You know, they're getting basically to the point where it's hard to have an advantage over a competitor. So more and more companies are coming to us at Fujikura and asking us for top-notch shafts, frontline products, first release products, and we try to draw a line kind of, you know, between how much technology and how much of the new stuff we give them, how much we hold back for the aftermarket and the consumer market. But with Callaway in particular, they came to us, and they've been great partners for us, as well as TaylorMade and some of the other companies. And they wanted a frontline Speeder product that had not been released to the public. So in terms of playability difference, you know, it's hard to point to one or two things. They're actually similar to current offerings we have. The 686 and the 652, you know, although there are some slight playability differences and they are different designs, are pretty close in comparison to ball flight spin rates and weights, torques, the whole bit. Whereas the 586 is somewhat similar, a little bit more tip firm than our 569. So described for particular player types, the 586 is best for smoother, slower tempos, get a little height under the ball, get a little spin on it, whereas the 686 is more of a player's product, a little bit more of a mid-ball flight, mid-low spin rates, a little bit heavier and a little bit lower in torque. But they both perform at an amazing high performance for the Callaway in particular and in aftermarket products.
Excellent. Now, will we be seeing any new updates to the Speeder line in the future?
I think you will.
Outstanding.
It's in development as we speak.
Yeah. We, you know, obviously we need to walk careful around this one, but absolutely, the Speeder material is too good, and you know, we touched on what made the Speeder so great, and you'd mentioned standing the test of time. it obviously has. There are still, in certain tournaments, more 757s played in drivers than almost every shaft, and sometimes gets the biggest count out there. So there's something to be said for that. Obviously, we've never paid any player on any tour to play our products, and the fact that we have won every single PGA tournament on shaft count this year just speaks volumes for what our engineering team has done, for what our tour reps have done, and you will definitely see a product coming out utilizing the speeder. It might not be under the name speeder, but we are definitely going to utilize that material because it is such a proven winner and continues to be to this day.
Excellent. I know we're going to be staying tuned to hear more about that in the future. Now, the other big announcement you guys made a little while ago was your new fitting center. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how it's coming along?
Yeah. In fact, we're really excited about our Fit-On Academy. We have a testing and R&D facility here at Fujikura now on site utilizing the latest in launch monitor technology and the interchangeable shaft technology. So we currently have the ability now to bring in consumers as well as our charter dealers, our club makers across the country into our facility and have them test the latest products. We've set this up in conjunction with some of our PGA Tour players that come in. We get data from them. We figure out new shaft models. We try out new materials. We do a lot back there from PGA Tour on down to OEM usage to consumer usage to fit and to get people into the right playing products for them. That includes head, that includes shaft, that includes grip, length, the whole bit. We can do it all in that Fit-On Academy. In fact, we have the ability now and are going to start marketing our ability to take consumers. So if a Golf WRX member wants to come in and be fit by our tour reps, they are more than welcome to pay a fee. It's an a la carte menu type process where if they want to come in for a driver fitting, they can pay, and don't quote me on this, but $150. If they want to come in for the driver and irons, they can pay another fee. They want to come in for the complete shebang. It's an entire day fitting, which includes on-course trial of the product, which fits their entire bag and gets them some swag, if you were, from Fujikura. Bag, head covers, hat, shirt, all that good stuff. So it's pretty exciting in terms of all those levels, from consumer all the way up to our own testing internally, to be able to have this on site and at our disposal at any time.
Definitely. I know I'm sure quite a few Golf WRX members are going to be lining up and ready to take advantage of that.
You know, we'd love to have any of the guys that want to come down. In fact, Golf WRX has been very good to Fujikura in the past, and we'd like to absolutely offer an invite to any of the Golf WRX guys that want to come down. Maybe we can even work up some kind of discounted deal as a Golf Works member or Golf WRX member to come down and get fit through Pat McCoy, our tour rep.
Perfect. Now, with just the world of shafts out there, it's kind of tough for amateurs to sometimes find the right shaft for their game. How would you suggest that people go about finding the perfect shaft for them?
Well, at Fujikura, we have over 800 charter dealers across the country, which range from green grass to big box to custom club makers in their own area. On our website at www.fujikuragolf.com, we have a dealer locator list, and it's pretty convenient. You go in, you type your zip code, and it'll list three or four guys in your area that actually will fit you for Fujikura products. And you can go to that anytime. Obviously, getting fit is essential in today's marketplace with all the choices and myriad of equipment out there to get that right setup for you and your particular game. So absolutely, go visit one of our charter dealers and inquire about Fujikura.
Excellent. And now, going kind of along those same lines, there's so many graphite shaft companies out there. What separates Fujikura from the rest of the pack?
You know, I can't say I focus too much on our competitors. I would say that that we're really after quality material, quality performance. We're more than just a company that looks for what's, you know, what the what's the trend of the day. You don't see us doing much with nano right now. There doesn't seem to be compelling argument to use nano in terms of our R&D, what we've seen here. So I don't think we're as gimmicky as others, perhaps. We're not into perhaps all the fancy colors to make the part play better. We're really after the core graphite golfer guy. You know, really wants the good performance and recognizes Fujikura as a product that's got a long history of reputation of high performance.
You know, there's a lot of good shaft companies out there, and there's no doubt about it. And I like to think that when Fujikura started many years ago, that we've done a lot of right things for this business and to increase playability of the golf shaft. And I think that a lot of companies saw that and saw the success we had early on and have tried to mimic what we do. And a few of the things that separate us is, well, first and foremost, our material. With that Triax and Rombax technology being proprietary, you might see a lot of companies even suggest that they have a speeder technology or a material that is similar to or like, you know, speeder and Triax and Rombax. But the beautiful thing about it is we have the rights to that product and the sole rights to that product. And again, looking at the tour success of these products, there's no debating or doubting that it works, it's proven, and that there's something in that lineup for almost every golfer out there. And again, that's to the success of our team here at Fujikura from the top on down is that we make shafts for every golfer out there in a price range that can fit their budget. So as far as separation, hey, you know, there's a lot of good products out there, and we'd like to think that because of the teamwork we have here and the materials that we have at our disposal, that we make a better golf shaft than other companies for particular players.
And we're always looking to innovate. Our job's never done.
Guys, we really appreciate your time here, and it means a lot that you're willing to take the time to talk to us and answer all our questions. I mean, you've given us so much great information about your new products and all the great stuff you guys have been doing.
We appreciate your time, and we appreciate your membership out there being so supportive of our products. And, you know, I am a member out there at Golf WRX, and obviously if there's any questions that anyone has, I do answer from quite a few guys that have been emailing me, but they're more than welcome to PM me here at Fujikura or just send us an email, and we'll be happy to get whatever information they need.
Perfect. Thanks again, guys, for all your time and patience with us.
Fantastic. Take care.
All right, we'll see you in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Golf WRX is proud to present an interview with Chad Embry and Alex Lee, Fujikura Golf.